there's been a video going around over the last week or so, as it is not quite college graduation season. We're a little past that, but apparently at UCLA's recent graduation, or one of them, they have a million of them.
That's the University of California, Los Angeles.
Thank you very much.
Not UCLA.
Thank you.
There was a video going around of a young man who was a part of the ceremony, and he was showing, whenever the cameras cut to him, his computer. And on his computer, you see him doing kind of an alt tab, going between different things up on his computer, as he is showing some of the projects that he completed while he was going through his grad program at UCLA, and also showing ChatGPT, where it appears that maybe a lot of the legwork for those projects was done by this AI software, which has caused a lot of stir online because, you know, you don't even know, A, if this is 100% true. He may just be doing this for laughs, but we know for a fact that this is taking place on college campuses. It's taking place in professional workspaces. You mentioned earlier, Ham, that Bob will do this for segment ideas. I've done this just to kind of get a baseline for something that we want to talk about. It's being used everywhere. The problem with it being used on a collegiate campus is, you know, depending on the job that you're trying to prepare for and ultimately get, do you want to have your neurosurgeon be a guy who passed all of his classes by using ChatGPT to get him through it?
Is it better to have a knowledgeable expert on something, or someone who's really good at Googling or just finding the information?
Getting the right prompt.
And not having to retain that information.
Because that is one of the biggest problems with people that use these large language models, you know, your ChatGPT, OpenAI.
I think Gemini is another one.
There's different versions.
The
Grok,
large language models or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Grok's another one that like Twitter uses. Grok. But any of them.
Boy, that's already really annoying, though. Under every Twitter post now, the top Grok. One is at Grok.
Yeah.
Asking
what is
about
this?
It.
It's a big thing. But now, yes, you have, you know, people using that. And, you know, there have been studies. I think MIT put out a study that people that are using and relying on that kind of stuff are not retaining, obviously, any of that information. So, like, they did a study on people that used one of those LLMs. You know, we'll just use ChatGPT in, like, a Xerox form here and say that encompasses all the chatbots. But people that use ChatGPT to write an essay, even minutes later, can't recall most of what was in that essay. So if the point of view at a college, or, you know, you're trying to, you know, you have to work on this big month-long project that you put together to show that you've really learned this material, you understand it, you know how to apply it, you know how to apply it practically in real-world situations, if you've outsourced all of that to this LLM and you don't really understand any of it, you may be able to pass or get a good grade, but when it comes time to using that in the real world, you know, depending on the severity of your job, I mean, we're talking about actual life and death problems here.
Yeah, and I think there's definitely a bar that you reach of, yeah, we need actual expertise, not just somebody who's good at finding information. But can't you say the exact same thing about stuff you Google and just little, you know, just whatever random question comes up in conversation, you look it up, you get the answer, and then I don't really retain that information anyway. So I don't really.
Well, I think that's different because you're right. There are definitely studies, too, that show we are not retaining information as much when we just think of, you know, who was the closer for the 04 White Sox and we go look it up. We're not necessarily remembering that, but that's just a one-off thing, I think, versus, you know, in this particular case where we're talking about, you need to show you know, whatever random assignment they're doing, that you really know this material. Like, that's the point of the project, is to show how much you know it.
Well, I think the fundamental, even down another layer, is just proving that you're capable of accomplishing a task without it just being fed to you. You know, that you actually are able to retain information, or that you're able to follow instructions and ultimately end up at a final place, as opposed to just having the computer do everything for you so you don't ever have to develop those skills, I guess, is probably the biggest concern ultimately, that we just, your brain is just mush and you don't have any type of critical thinking skills. So then if you're getting scammed, you don't know, or if someone, just little things like that, I guess ultimately that can get eroded by things being so easy. But is the other side of that argument that if you don't have to spend as much brain power on tedious activities and you can only focus on things that really matter, then ultimately are you coming out ahead? I don't know.
Well, in these cases, though, you're not just, I mean, I guess it's a person-by-person basis. But
if you're training to be a doctor or something, then yes, that is something different. But if it's just...
I mean, yeah, if you're using this for a hospitality management degree, that may be different. But if we're just, you know, looking at it, you know, people in large batches in general, yeah, I don't want the, you know, the people that are going to be essentially taking care of us using that. And maybe they learn that they learn how to do all that kind of stuff in a different way. But I think the more interesting side of this to me is how these universities are going to legislate this stuff. You know what I mean? Because when we were young, which we're all around the same age, I remember in late elementary into middle school, the big thing being at this outset of Wikipedia, the main, you know, thing that they would tell you, the red flag was, don't Wikipedia everything. You know, they wanted you to go to a library and use an actual encyclopedia.
You need at least two sources that didn't come from Wikipedia.
Use your MLA format, yep. But don't just Wikipedia everything.
Yeah.
I would think if you got caught using like one of these AI chat GPT type things for like the majority of a project, I don't know how that's not considered cheating.
That's the problem, though.
It is cheating.
Is how do they find, how can they prove? That's the thing. Like, they are coming up with AI detection software, but it's getting difficult to prove that they did that. Like, the other thing that kind of came about when we were going through college was anti-plagiarism software,
mm-hmm.
where they could just feed your project, your paper, through this. It would, you know, check the entirety of the internet or wherever, and see, okay, are there, you know, match for match sentences in this thing? And if not, green check mark, everything's okay. But if your ChatGPT is giving you a completely unique thing, they don't really have a good way to figure out that you didn't do that. Now, again, I imagine that anti-AI software will get more and more intuitive and get better with time. But right now, that is difficult for these universities to deal with.
And it feels like the AI cheating will just outpace it, because it always, no matter what the type of cheating is, it's always chasing the new ways that people are finding to get around the rules.
And what really got me thinking about this was, I was talking to Sean last week about it. His wife's a teacher, and she's been thinking about this and how it's a really big problem for online-only courses, because obviously everything they do is submitted online. Like, one way that you could combat this for in-person classes would be for any kind of big tests or papers, you go old school.
Yeah,
and
writing paper.
You sit them down and say, you have 2 hours to write me a 3-page essay on this. And you can't have your phone, you can't have any of that. That's going to be a pain in the ass for that professor to grade, but you are at least getting around the AI part of it.
Two studies, one last year, it said of 490 students, 1 in 4 respondents used ChatGPT for drafting assignments and writing their homework. This year, Tech Trends put out one this June, found that 78.7% of respondents were using it for their studies. So it's jumping. Everybody's using this now.
And I don't say all that to say that I wouldn't have used it. I would have 100%, if I was going through school right now, use it in some way. Maybe not to write full papers, but I would use it for something. I know I would have.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it to write full papers.
Yeah.
I would probably be too scared that I would get caught to write a full thing, but I would be using it somehow.
But even now, like, we're out of school and we're using it for things not even, like, homework related, just helping with research, helping for DJ. He generates photos every single day using it.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
And that's the thing. There obviously are a lot of practical uses for it. It's just, I think the worry here is becoming reliant on it.
Yeah.
And are people going to be getting, you know, legitimate degrees if a lot of their legwork was done by artificial intelligence instead of them using their brains?
And I think a lot of it comes down to the type of job and just the expertise. If you're a airplane pilot,
and the stakes of that job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Of what it could mean, of, because I already feel like in a lot of situations, like, the workers are not that great at what they do. Like, I already feel like the quality of work a lot of the times you get is lesser than.
Shoddy.
I'm just saying, like, our generation, I'd say there's a lot of people that there's a mindset of, I don't really owe this company anything. I'm kind of just drawing a paycheck here, so I'm not really invested. And if it continues to go that way, then that isn't a great sign for society, that just everything, just the idiocracy, you know, just nothing really works. It's just good enough. Just we're not taking pride in actually being good at what you do, or just providing quality service, or having a business that actually, you know, is successful based on working hard.
Right.
It's a big issue looming over, and just even bigger, just, are all of the jobs going to be gone whenever AI can just be automated do everything?
At some point, yeah, you're going to be able to just plug in a box score and do what we do.
Probably better.